Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for the great Alex Jones. He's going to be taking off for the entire week. Much deserved rest, but I can guarantee you this. We're still going to have a blitz of news that the mainstream is not going to be telling you about. And today I really want to focus on Obama and Biden. You know, we're going to talk about the financial crisis as well. But I think it's really important that we talk about Obama and Biden because they're going to be sworn in on the 20th. And a lot of people out there still don't understand what a threat this is. Now, I am going to show you that Obama is under the same control that Bush is under. The same internationalists are backing him, giving him advice. You know, this should become apparent when people like Henry Kissinger go on CNBC, and we're going to play the clip for you, and say once again that this is a great opportunity for our next commander-in-chief, our new leader, to bring in a new world order. You know, this term just keeps coming up again and again and again. And, you know, a clip that I didn't get pulled up, but we're going to pull it up, is a Colbert clip. Everybody enjoys Stephen Colbert, you know, the right-wing pundit that is really just political satire, but he does it well. And he had John King, one of the seasoned CNN anchors, on, and he makes the joke that, you know, now that the media has gotten Obama elected, you know, what's next? And John King kind of laughs, and for some reason he says, well, if you're making the point that Obama is in for a new world order, I'd have to agree. And we're going to play that for you as well. Now, you know, Obama himself has talked about a world order on the David Letterman show. We're going to play that for you. I mean, why is it everybody's talking about a new world order and a crisis coming up? You know, I kind of brushed it off when Biden went on television and he said that, mark my words, Obama will face a crisis like no other right when he gets inaugurated. You know, what does he know that we don't know? I kind of said to myself, oh, he's just blowing steam. He doesn't really have, you know, any kind of inside information. It's political talk. It's rhetoric. But then when you see Colin Powell get on Meet the Press and say that some kind of a disaster that nobody even knows about, but apparently Colin Powell knows about it, is going to occur on the 21st and the 22nd, you know, I'm leaning towards some kind of a financial crisis statement. And I'm now working on this Obama film with Alex, going over a lot of archive stuff. And I noticed that a lot of people, insiders, are saying that he's going to come out with some executive orders out of the gates. And you got to wonder what that's going to be about. What are these executive orders going to be? I bet you anything, they're not going to have anything to do with the fake terror threat and the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. And they're going to be completely and totally financial. So I'm leaving the window open there. Now, on the Biden front, it's all over the news that Joe Biden has made a fact-finding mission over in Pakistan to see if, you know, what's going on over there. Because Pakistan has largely been blamed for these Mumbai attacks. But, of course, they're supposed to be terrorists. When, in fact, all the evidence leads back to the Inter-Service Intelligence Agency, or the ISI. And we're going to be discussing the ISI, what their role is, and who they really are. Because Pakistan and Joe Biden go way back. You know, Biden is a seasoned politician. He went on the floor of the House in 2001, right after the September 11th attacks, because he was well aware that the inter-services intelligence agencies had been funding the so-called hijackers. And he got up there and he started spitting out, the word should go out to those nations that pretend to be our friends, Pakistan in particular. Oh, well, if they're not our friend, Joe, then why were you meeting with the head of the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency in the weeks before 9/11 in Washington, D.C.? Why was the head of the CIA at the time meeting with them, George Tenet? Why was the National Security Advisory Board, or the National Security Council, I'm sorry, meeting with this same gentleman? Why was Bob Graham and Porter Goss, the two people who would co-chair the initial congressional investigation into 9/11, having breakfast with the man in D.C.? On 9/11. Tell me that. Well, it's pretty obvious. First of all, in the late 40s, when Pakistan was working with U.S. military, really the ISI was a brainchild of British intelligence. Now, obviously, United States intelligence and British intelligence have worked closely in both world wars and throughout the last 100 years. And what's crazy is, of course, in the 70s, the CIA came in a very overt role. And when you looked at these Mumbai attacks, the main guy that they were going after had very close ties to not only the inner services intelligence agencies, which, I mean, in the international media, I mean, India's talking about it. It's a big story over there. They know that Pakistani intelligence helped in the Mumbai attacks. So really you have to look at the ISI as a conduit for the CIA, as a conduit for MI5, and really an international intelligence op. And what Biden is doing there is he's basically seeing how they can cover their tracks and relate better to India and the other people in the Middle East. Because Pakistan was used as a launching base for the war on terror into Afghanistan and later into Iraq. You know, Musharraf, you know, our dictator, was really strong-armed into letting these, you know, people stay there. He saw right away that he could be on the list of a nation that was bombed or would have sanctions against it or was helping terror. So he went right along. They've now changed the dictator, but it's the same old policy. So coming up in the next segment, we're going to play a lot of those clips, and we're going to get your commentary in the second half of each hour. Now, why is it important that we expose Obama? Well, I mean, people have drunk the Kool-Aid on this guy. It is from both sides, going over the acceptance speech, going over the night he won. I mean, people are in tears. I still remember, you know, I'm a New York guy, upstate, and walking in to get a coffee at my local convenience store, and I'm looking at the cover of the New York Post, I believe it was, and the clerk of the thing, she's like, isn't it great? It's the greatest thing ever. We did it. We won. And I'm like, no, it's not so great. I'm like, it's actually totally and completely evil. And I explained to her, you know, they made this a big race issue, like this was a triumph for blacks. No, it would have been a triumph for African Americans if Cynthia McKinney had actually won, the Green Party candidate, the person that I voted for, you know, somebody who was actually genuine in her positions. So I explained to her, you know, that was a ploy. You know, that's something that we can all relate to. I explained to her that, I mean, first of all, let's look at the guy. In 2004, when he gave the keynote speech out of nowhere at the Democratic National Convention, he wasn't even a senator yet. Let's explain this to the laymans out there. You get two senators a state, okay? That's two each. You get 100 senators completely. Now, there are things called state senators, and you get a lot more of those based on your population in your state. Now, Barack Obama was a state senator until 2004. He has little to no experience in anything. Yeah, is he well-educated? Of course. He's gone to all these different institutions. That's because he's been supported by insiders. This guy is an internationalist. You know, the jury's still out on whether he was really born in Kenya or not. They never, you know, showed his birth certificate. Whether he was born in Hawaii or Kenya is almost a moot point. This guy is an internationalist. He's been to Africa many times. He went in front of a German audience, which I can't get enough of that German audience speech. If you've never seen it, Sky News, which is the Fox arm over in Europe, called it his New World Order speech. And he was calling for a New World Order, and he talks about global citizenship in that speech and how we all need to come together. And this supposedly is the guy. You know, Farrakhan, who I had a little bit of respect for, you know, to bring people together, basically. He was able to bring literally a million people down to D.C. twice with the Million Man March and the Millions More March from their frustration. And quite frankly, a lot of the bow tie type Muslims out there are more in the know and educated about current affairs than I'd say 90% of the Christians out there. Sorry, guys, not trying to bash you, but a lot of you guys are just total lemmings. You want to vote for McCain, vote for Bush, and think that they're Christian conservative, they care about you, and they're really Republicans. It's not the case. A lot of these guys know that the paradigm has shifted, but, boy, they just could not – they couldn't pass up a black guy, let's be honest. And what really disturbed me is that Farrakhan actually called him the Messiah on several occasions. We're going to play that and other clips for you after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Funny. Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com. Hey.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, as I promised, we'll be taking your calls in the next segment. I hope they can be Obama-related. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmis, a filmmaker who is behind Loose Change and now Fabled Enemies, and hopefully many more to come, and I'll be sitting in for Alex all week if you listen over at Infowars.com as well. And I really want to get into this Obama thing right now. So Let's start playing some clips. Let's show how the media is kind of in on this as well. Let's show Colbert talking to John King about them getting Obama elected, and they obviously did. I mean, MSNBC was so unapologetic about it. They actually had commercials they were running with, you know, Olbermann, Scarborough, Chris Matthews all together and experience the change. I mean, they're taking the guy's slogan before he's even elected. I mean, it is unbelievable to me, but we'll play this little Colbert clip and then we'll move on to yet another clip. Go ahead.
Fight Club.
Fight Club is excellent.
First of all, I want to congratulate you and the rest of the media on getting Obama elected. You must feel very proud.
If your point is that perhaps Barack Obama is in for a new world order, I think you are correct.
Oh, John King says new world order. I just can't believe it.
People criticize the press.
Now, when I talk about the new world order, I'm a kook. I'm a nutty guy. But when John King, who's been an anchor now for CNN for over 15 years, I believe, he says it's nonchalant. No one goes into it. No one really says anything about it. Oh, yeah, I guess he is in for a new world order. How about that? Now, that's on the, you know, obviously Colbert is satire, but to say that the media did not help him get elected, I think the only media outlet that was halfway polling for McCain was Fox. And even people like Shepard Smith did not seem like their heart was in it for McCain. I mean, McCain was a puppet to lose, let's be honest. I mean, if they were really putting in a candidate that maybe had a shot on the Republican end, Mitt Romney comes to mind, somebody who was a little bit more well-spoken, young, had a successful business, seemed to be ahead in many of the primaries. I mean, they went to somebody who was going to lose. I mean, first of all, Obama's transition team, they started in May. In May, they were ready to move into the White House. Think about that. In May, he started his transition team. That's admitted by every single news outlet I've watched, from Anderson Cooper to, it was on Brit Hume. Of course, they talked about it on Olbermann, Chris Matthews. So he pretty much knew he was going to win from May on. Now, why is that? Well, magically, Obama attended the Bilderberg Conference. Now, he never confirmed that, but literally right after Hillary conceded, he and Hillary both disappeared into Washington, D.C. Now, Obama actually tricked the press corps. He tricked the press corps. He actually told the press corps what he was going to do, but then he tricked them by letting them think that he was going to be on the plane when they left Dulles Airport. If you watch the interview on the plane prior to him tricking them, he says that he's going to meet with Senator Clinton in private without any press or surrogates. So in other words, none of his chief of staff are going to be there and there's going to be no press there. But if you think it's a one-on-one meeting, you are incorrect. So later on, he escapes. His press secretary, I believe at the time, Gibbs, or, you know, the equivalent chief of staff or whatever, Gibbs is very uneasy. He says it's in an undisclosed location. He won't give it up. Now, Anderson Cooper on CNN is the first to start reporting it, and they start reporting that it's at Clinton's home. Oh, it's in her D.C. home. Isn't that nice? There's a couple Suburbans outside. The media starts to go there. Well, lo and behold, it's not at Clinton's home. So where is it? Well, the Bilderberg meeting is going on about 10 miles down the road with the likes of Condoleezza Rice, Alan Greenspan. David Rockefeller was there this year. You can actually get the Bilderberg list online. They actually published it this year. It's the biggest meeting you've never heard about. And, I mean, it's 144 of the top people in economics, in foreign policy and domestic policy in the world. Now, the cover story after that, after they got caught that they weren't in Clinton's home, was that Dianne Feinstein, you know, one of these insiders, held the meeting at her house. Total bull. They both went to the meeting. They established that Obama was not only going to win, but they probably talked about where Hillary Clinton fit in. A lot of people at the time thought that she would be the vice president. I was one of those people. I thought that a Obama-Hillary Clinton ticket would be what they wanted to give the people. I was wrong. Instead, they chose another insider, Biden, who is a pretty likable guy. I mean, he cracked a pretty funny joke at Kucinich about his wife being hot, and everybody can relate to that, right? But then you have Clinton getting the spot as Secretary of State. And a couple of other insiders, amazingly, you know, as this quote-unquote secret meeting was going on, called it, said that that's what they were really discussing, was what her role in the administration would be, and now we know that role. So they go and they meet with the likes of these internationalists, and one of those internationalists happens to be Henry Kissinger. And that brings us to our next clip. Kissinger, a few weeks ago on CNBC, it might not even be a few weeks ago, it might have been a couple weeks ago or a week ago, I'm not sure what the date of the clip is, but on the floor they ask Mr. Kissinger, this, you know, political strategist, this behind-the-scenes guy that has really, I mean, he was an advisor to Bush behind the scenes on right after 9/11 on the war in Iraq, and it all came out. I mean, they wanted to appoint Kissinger as the head of the 9/11 commission, but so many people were outraged from his international war crimes, overthrowing Allende in Chile, among other things. I mean, involved in Gladio, and if you don't know what that is, just Google it. Yeah, let's bomb innocent civilians and blame it on our enemies. That always works. Seemed to work for him. And he was outraged. He was thrown out. But let's hear what Kissinger has to say about Obama.
The president-elect is coming into office at a moment when there are upheavals in many parts of the world simultaneously. You have India, Pakistan. You have the jihadist movement. So he can't really say that it's one problem, that it's the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period, when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't such.
Oh, it's a great opportunity for a new world order. Isn't that lovely? You know, Kissinger's been pushing this stuff since the 70s. I mean, I can't tell you how many clips where Kissinger is talking about the new world order. See, a lot of people think, oh, well, isn't the new world order just a term that Daddy Bush used a couple times in the State of the Union address? Well, no, he used those terms, but he was just a front man for a larger organization of people, just like Kissinger is just a front man. This is more than just an idea of global government. This is something that has been on the table with elitists and intellectuals for hundreds of years. H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells wrote a book called The New World Order. Hitler talked about a new world order. It is not a coincidence that this term is still being used and that it is still trying to be achieved. Global government, I mean, that's what this bailout is about. It's about giving all of your assets and your financial institutions to international bankers. So it's time to wake up, folks. Infowars.com. We'll be back after this to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Spray.com and check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plates photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember, Life Change Tea. Less is more.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, we're back. Now, before we go to calls, I want to play two more big clips. Actually, three more big clips. We're talking Obama. And I really want people to understand that he has been hyped as the next coming. But he, again, is looking to create a world order. And I'm going to have to apologize in advance for the world order clip because the guy repeats it a couple times and we really don't want to edit it out. So, you know, hopefully you'll get what he's saying there. He's talking about creating a world order. But before that, I want you to hear Farrakhan actually call him the Messiah. We're going to play those clips and then a third clip of how he might be able to build this world order. So let's play the Messiah clip and then the Obama world order clip. Let's do it.
That God is going to use to bring about universal change. And that is why Barack has captured the youth. And he has involved young people in a political process that they didn't care anything about. That's a sign. When the Messiah speaks, the youth will hear.
Oh my God, the Messiah speaks. And he calls him the Messiah. He is the Messiah. No, he's a regular human being who was put forth by internationalists, mostly the banking elite, as the new front man for globalization. Let's play the clip of him on Letterman talking about building a world order.
The way we're going to win over the long term is not just militarily. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like.
All right. So how do you create a world order? Well, there's something called the Hegelian dialectic that is used again and again and again by those who want to get their agendas passed through. What they do is they create a crisis, and then they offer you two solutions which are similar, both of which were planned beforehand and benefit them. Okay? So that's why I am really taking note of people like Joe Biden and Colin Powell talking about this huge crisis that nobody seems to know about, except for them, on the 20th or the 21st or the 22nd. So let's play Colin Powell talking about that, and then we're going to go to your calls.
I would start with talking to the American people and talking to the world and conveying a new image of American leadership, a new image of America's role in the world. The problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis come along on the 21st or 22nd of January that we don't even know about right now.
What? Play it again. Play it again. We got to play it again. I mean, I can't. Listen, how does he know there's going to be a crisis that we don't even know about on the 21st or 22nd? That's not like saying there's going to be a crisis throughout the presidency. The Middle East is out of control. We're going to have to contain it in the next few months. No, he calls the date. Why is that? Let's play it.
Just start. I would start with talking to the American people and talking to the world and conveying a new image of American leadership, a new image of America's role in the world. The problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis come along on the 21st or 22nd of January that we don't even know about right now.
All right. So, again, you know, why is he calling this date? God forbid he's right. Or God forbid something happens a week later, you know, or a month later. You know, I can only assume that this is going to be an announcement of financial doom. It's here, folks. That $700 billion bailout that the media is still saying, oh, they've only given away $350 billion. I've noticed Barney Frank on TV lying and saying the next $350 billion has to go for something else. No, they gave them over $8 trillion. Look it up in Bloomberg, okay? $8 trillion. Can you even – $8 trillion, folks. And guess what? You're not going to get any of it. They're not going to loan you money for a home. Your banks are still going to go under. The same criminals are just going to take it and reinvest it in infrastructure and offshore banking accounts, and they're going to keep it. All right. I've ranted long enough. It is time to do what I said I would do and take calls. Let's go to our first caller, Jason. Jason, what's on your mind? Still with us, Jason? All right. Pat's on air. Let's go with Pat.
Hello.
How you doing, Pat?
Hi. Yeah, there are two things I want to say. First of all, Farrakhan, I think he may not have been really referring to Obama as the Messiah, but, you know, Allah, that's his Messiah.
I don't know. He calls him, they didn't play the end of the clip, but he literally calls Obama the Messiah. I mean, it's pretty outrageous. Look, I like some of the things that Farrakhan's done for civil rights. I like how he's able to organize that many people. But what's really upsetting is that he's behind this guy. Again, think about it. This is a guy who was a state senator into the Senate, and as he's going for his Senate seat, they already put him on a huge stage to give the keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention. There is more than meets the eye here. You do not give somebody who is a one-term senator
There's no doubt.
He
is New World Order, and his heart is not for the he doesn't have the good of the nation at heart.
I agree. What's your second point, man?
My second point is the a few weeks ago, Alex and one of the experts were talking about economics, and they were saying that they were speculating what the crisis might be after his immediate inauguration, mm-hmm. and he mentioned the banker's holiday. And me and my brother were talking, and he was saying that back in FDR day. They declared banker holiday, but the people, when they declared it, the people never got their money back. And that's what I want you guys to clarify, if you can. Does banker holiday mean that they will freeze it temporarily, or will it be indefinitely where you'll never get your money?
It could be restructured where if you have debt, they're going to make you pay it back. Well, it could be restructured, so if you have debt, they'll still make you pay it back, but they won't be liable for what's in the bank. I mean, banks are only insured for $100,000 anyway. So all these people that are upper to middle class that have actually saved money, anything over $100,000, they'll take off the top. And then through, you know, back talk and, you know, simple legislation or possibly executive orders. Again, a lot of people are saying that Obama's camp is going to come with these executive orders out of the gate in the first couple of days. That could be what we see. And it could be a new shutdown where they literally take everything and are totally not liable for any of it. I mean, God knows what these guys are going to do. I'd point to G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, where literally I think the second chapter is the name of the game is bailout. And it's very alarming that when they restructured everything for the Federal Reserve, they used a bailout to do so. So what are they restructuring it for now? It might be the creation of, and you know, what they want, a more internationally controlled bank. So will they take people's money and never give it back? I'm in Austin, and they were talking about the tax returns. In other words, if the government owes you money on your tax returns, giving the people IOUs, and then saying that those IOUs would not even be able, you couldn't say you had an IOU for, you know, they overcharged you and your check was going to be $2,000. They give you the IOU for $2,000. Now, they still haven't paid you next year for your taxes. You can't use that money towards your taxes that you may owe the next year. So that sounds like a total scam to me, where they're just going to take your tax money and an exorbitant amount of your tax money and never return it. Thank you for the call, Pat. I hope I was insightful. All right. Jeez. Let's go to the next caller, Captain Kook. Jeez. Yes, Captain Kook.
How you doing, Jason? 9/11 was an inside job. Democrats and Republicans are two wings on the same bird flying in the wrong direction. And you're absolutely right. As a Christian minister, sir, I would have to say that the church is a whole lot less insightful than some of the other groups, and that's kind of a sad coming from my point of view.
All right, I got to let you go just because, you know, I got a phone going on in the background and that's on your end, but let me speak to that. First of all, the originators of this movement, many of them were Christian conservatives, and I thank them for that, and many of the members of this movement still are Christian conservatives. And before the internet age, they took the mantle by showing videos such as, you know, John Birch Society videos or Alex Jones videos in their ministries and churches and waking other people up. I don't think the problem itself is Christianity. I happen to think it's a great religion. It teaches a lot of great morals. However, it has been completely hijacked by people like Pat Robertson, the 700 Club, Rush Limbaugh, and these people that are fronts for the internationalists. So we're going to come back. We're going to take more calls. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sub pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in. I am Jason Burmis, a filmmaker. You can get my films, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, over at Infowars.com, as well as Alex's films such as Endgame, American Dictators, which I think is a very important and underseen film. 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, a great film. Martial Law, really the list goes on. And he carries a lot of other great books and videos that are not his own. So please go to Infowars.com and support us. And remember, folks, I mean, we give away a lot here. You know, you can listen to the show every day for free. We give away the free podcast. All the films are on Google Video. I mean, we're trying to reach out to as many people as possible, and that's why this show isn't about the left or right. It's about right and wrong. And that's why we're going after Obama the same way that we went after the Bush administration. Because people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who were on his campaign team, are the same people that created Al-Qaeda and brag about it in books like The Grand Chessboard. You know, this is a Trilateral Commission guy that's been around forever, an advisor to Carter. You know, I mean, he's been a National Security Council. Talk about an insider among insiders. I mean, I think, you know, the best analogy I've ever seen is that this guy is like something out of a Bond film. He's like, yes, well, you know, I do not know if this will enhance the conspiracy or not, but obviously there are always over-the-table and under-the-table dealings. But the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission are over-the-table, so obviously nothing is going on. Really? Most people don't know about the Bilderberg Group, Mr. Brzezinski, because it's not reported on by your precious Washington Times and your New York Times and your, you know, Chicago Tribune. Why is that? Or when it is reported, it's reported as a conspiracy theory and the kooks have something else to cling on to. Well, we need to get past that childlike mentality and expose it for what it really is, an arm of the super elite making decisions without us and having their little puppets come and meet with them so they can instruct them how the rest of it will go, just like when Obama and Hillary met them this year. Look into it, guys. I mean, it's blatantly obvious to anybody with half a brain. All right, let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Jason. Jason, are you with us? Oh, I'm sorry, we'll go to Anthony. Anthony, are you with us?
Hello, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Anthony in Atlanta. I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for all the documentaries you put out, the Loose Change, Final Cut, and the other ones you're involved with, 9/11 Chronicles, that, you know, excellent. And also big ups to Alex Jones, who's been an excellent documentary. He's an asset to this country, obviously. Just was wondering about the Cynthia McKinney incident. As you know, Cynthia McKinney is in the news recently. She's been hit. by a boat from Israel.
Well, why don't you tell people about that? Because a lot of people don't understand that McKinney was on a diplomatic mission to really just help and aid the Palestinians. And what happened?
Right. And she gets attacked, just like anybody that's really trying to make a positive change. They get attacked by, of course, the establishment that doesn't want their a positive change. They want their change to take place. But I was wondering, you know, during Cynthia McKinney's presidential election, I was just wondering, you know, Alex Jones' point of view on that, because I really didn't hear a lot about
sure. You know, Jones probably, I don't know who he voted for. I don't want to get into it, but, you know, there was a few candidates out there that kind of support the Patriot movement. Unfortunately for him, Cynthia McKinney is too much of a gun grabber, in his opinion. I feel like she does have that blind spot, but overall, I was willing to give her my vote instead of, say, maybe a Chuck Baldwin, who is a little bit more towards the religious right. That maybe Jones voted for him. I don't know. Bob Barr, who, again, is a little more towards the religious right, possibly voted for him. I'm not quite sure. You know, he likes Cynthia McKinney on a lot of the issues. I really wish that Ron Paul had run as an independent. I think a Ron Paul-McKinney ticket would have been perfect. I mean, Ron Paul went in front of the House this week and explained to Congress how Israel funded and created Hamas. I mean, it doesn't get much more truth-telling than that, you know. And, you know, we didn't really tell you, but the way that McKinney was attacked on this mission is she was rammed with an Israeli boat. And, you know, whether they tried to sink her, they definitely tried to thwart her mission. So I'm a big fan of McKinney. I hope that she continues on. I hope that she maybe takes a seat in Congress or a state Senate spot somewhere down the line. But I don't think that Jones was willing to give her his vote. But he's a huge supporter of her ideas.
Yeah, the Cynthia McKinney-Ron Paul vote would be a blessing. I think that would have a bigger movement than Obama any day, hands down.
I think it would have been a lot harder to suppress the way that they suppressed the Ron Paul movement. I mean, when you saw those primaries, and I thank you for the call, you saw literally, you know, dozens and then hundreds and then thousands of Ron Paul supporters showing up. I mean, Ron Paul was able to hold his own convention, you know, as the Republicans held theirs. I mean, what does that say? Or was that, I think it might have actually been during the Democratic National Convention. But he held his own convention. He had thousands of people show up. He had speakers like Jesse Ventura. He's still on the House floor defending the Constitution and Bill of Rights and telling the truth. Again, you know, you didn't see Ron Paul on CNN being covered, you know, talking about how Israel funded and created Hamas to be the enemy. Okay, you only saw it on C-SPAN Live once, and maybe if you're savvy with a computer, you can pull it up on YouTube. And we may do that in the next hour. All right, let's jump to Tony. He's got something to say about Barack. Tony, what's up?
Hey, thank you, Alex, for all you do. If people are pinning their hopes on a Supreme Court taking a look at this citizenship thing, I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to blow it off and ignore us like they do on everything else these days.
And what you're referring to, because a lot of people don't know, whether or not Barack Obama is actually a U.S. natural-born citizen, because the controversy is still there, whether or not the man was born in Kenya. His grandmother wrote in her book that he indeed was born in Kenya, and they have been unable to produce his quote-unquote Hawaii birth certificate. Continue.
Well, that's true. And I mean, why would he seal all his records? Because he was going, how'd he pay for his college? He was going to school as a foreign student and getting a free ride off of the taxpayer. But I think things are going to really turn south in this country. I think we might have one shot at patriots.
Well, what do you think of this crisis that now Biden and Colin Powell have discussed is going to be on the 21st, the 22nd. I think that he may just announce the economy's done, that it has to be completely restructured, and maybe it's the death of the dollar. I mean, I hope that's not it, but, you know, it could very well be it.
Madeleine Albright, Colin Powell, you know, and the ever-informed Joe Biden, thank goodness for him. But I'm going to get off here and hang up and listen to you, and God bless you and Alex for what you do.
All right, thank you so much for the call, Tony. All right, and speaking of the economy, that's what David wants to talk about next. Let's go to David. What's on your mind?
Hello, is David?
Yes.
Hey, Jason, let me take off speakerphone for a second.
Sure.
Okay, last week, actually, I think it's Friday, Alex had on Russell Mean from the Lakota tribe.
Yes.
And I was so happy to hear that this guy was being interviewed. I was expecting him to mention about the something about the Lakota enterprise that they've got going with the Free Lakota Bank. The Free Lakota Bank is, in essence, an offshore bank now that the Lakota tribe has declared themselves completely autonomous. And
a sovereign state, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. They are the same. It would be the same as having a Swiss account if you open an account at Lakota. Only thing is, the Lakota Indians dealing in only in silver. So if you do, and I'd love this idea, I want your take on it and see what you think about it. Mm-hmm. If you deposit any amount of cash into their account, I think for the meantime, for currently, they'll accept actual fiat paper. But sometime this next year, they're going to stop, and they're only going to accept silver purchases. So the idea is you buy so many ounces of silver, have them hold it for you. You can invest it in the Lakota tribe itself, and they guarantee an incredible interest rate for an annual rate of 7.24% paid to you in silver. So I can get your take on that. I think
it's awesome. Are you kidding me?
I think helping out the Native Americans in any way whatsoever, including their gambling casinos, is a great idea. I think they've been downtrodden and used and abused long enough. This I would promote to anyone. I would happily suggest this to anyone who's interested in really saving their money. Mm-hmm. It's not an investment. People think, investing in silver is a dead cause. It's not so much investing in, making profit. It's investing in keeping your value.
Exactly.
And keeping it safe. Now, these coins that they have minted are minted by an organization which I just found out about. It's called the AOCS. It's the American Open Currency Standard. Mm-hmm. And anyone listening, if you want to go to the AOCS website, I think you just type in AOCS and you get it on any search engine, they have minted Restore the Republic coins with Aaron Russo and Ron Paul.
That's right.
Those are silver.
Well, I would caution people though, because they did go after the Liberty Dollar people at one point. They did seize a lot of their assets. Yeah, that was about a year and a half ago. They went in and just took whatever they wanted. Listen, I encourage people to go and buy silver. I think it's down around $11 or $12 right now. But you still can't get a Liberty Dollar for under 20 on eBay. Why is that? Because it's a hard currency. Hard currency is going to keep a value in any economy. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Special